Zach. It seems like the Richter family has been through a lot these days, and I've got a feeling it's not over yet. So, let's fasten our seatbelts as we go beyond Gilead.
Your car's ready. You can go anytime.
Awesome.
Congratulations, Carrie. I'm very pleased to welcome you to the Richter family.
Thank you, Mrs. Richter.
Oh, please, call me Monica.
Thank you, Monica.
You're gonna be my sister!
Oh,
yes!
Congratulations! Welcome to the chaos.
Monica, I'm so glad you're still here.
Mr. Paulson, what are you doing here?
We don't have time for that, Monica. I need to get you back to Coleraine as soon as I can.
What? Why?
Well, you're dangerously close to breaking your agreement. If you do, you'll be under arrest. Again. Now, Monica, I know you were running, but...
I don't think I will be anymore.
What?
I'm going to testify.
Monica Richter?
Yes?
Agent Dittman, I'm glad you're here. I was just getting ready to call you.
Sure you were. Save it. According to the terms of your plea bargain arrangement... Monica Richter, you're under arrest for fleeing the jurisdiction.
No,
you have the right to remain silent.
No.
Anything you say can and will be used against you.
Mr. Dittman, can we talk?
What's up?
Over here, please.
Mrs. Richter, stay right where you are, please. You aren't getting out of my sight.
My client will testify.
But she fled.
She's been emotionally traumatized. First the arrest, then you knew her husband just died.
I'm sorry to hear that. However,
can you please level with me?
I don't know about
what's going on.
It's a lot of things. You don't need to know all the details.
I think I do.
You said you'd trust me.
Yes, but I am worried about you. I know you've been through a lot, but there's something you're not telling me.
It's my job to protect my kids, and no matter what.
I'm not a kid anymore.
I suppose you're right. Caleb, it's complicated, very complicated.
Okay.
Monica.
Yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we've worked out a deal with Agent Dittman. You won't be arrested.
Oh, good.
But you'll be electronically tethered. That means they'll know where you are 24/7.
We've got it, sir. I could pull it up on your system.
Do it.
Hello, Monica. Maya, it's William Paulson, your mother's attorney.
That's the youngest daughter?
Correct, sir.
We're at a garage. Our car broke down.
There's more.
Where are you?
I'm not sure, but I can let you talk to Caleb. He knows.
No.
Caleb's there, too?
If only Tiffany were there as well.
That's what I wanted to show you. This is from the Brodsky phone.
So I had to sneak into the office to call you. It's ridiculous, I know.
So when will you be back?
No, they're fixing our van right now.
All of them together. We couldn't have arranged this better ourselves. Thank you, Monica. So helpful of you. You trace their location?
Better than that.
Make sure your mother doesn't leave before I get there.
Okay. We're off I-79, just outside of Greenville.
Oh, they've made this much too easy for us. Bill?
Yes, sir.
Come in, please.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mincer, I have an assignment for you.
Okay, the car has a full tank of gas, and here are the keys, so you can drive my car back to school.
I'm gonna miss you.
You too, but I need to be with Mom right now. Mm-hmm. Just for a little while. Something's up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Actually, it's more than usual. Even for us.
Just made reservations at a motel for tonight.
All right.
About the halfway point. So you'll be driving the minivan with your sisters?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want you in front of the pack where I can keep an eye on you. Your mother's in the back of my car, and Mr. Paulson will bring up the rear. Got ourselves a regular parade.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye, Caleb. I love you.
Love you, too.
Can we get on the road? Ugh, that agent guy has no taste in motels. You know you're in trouble when the sign out front brags that they have color TV.
Yeah, you call it a journey to the past.
It's a trip, all right.
Where did Maya go?
She said she needed some alone time.
It's late. Is she okay?
She'll be fine.
God, why? I always dreamed of the day I would get married, and my dad would walk me down the aisle. But that day will never come. Why did you take him? I led my dad to you, and you took him away from me. Why?
Maya?
Oh, Mom.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't believe you.
Just a reminder, Mrs. Richter, that you can't go anywhere without me knowing, in case you get any ideas.
I remember all too well, thank you. I'm trying to talk with my daughter here, if you wouldn't mind.
Be my guest.
Maya, what's wrong?
I just miss Dad.
Yeah, I miss him too. It's at a time like this, Maya, that you have to reach down inside yourself and find your own strength.
But I need God right now.
I don't want to attack your religion, but what kind of God would take away your father like that?
I don't know why God allowed it to happen. That's why I'm upset with him right now. But I still trust him with all my heart.
That doesn't make sense.
A few days ago, you took us away from home, and you wouldn't tell us what was going on. I didn't tell you this, but I was really frustrated with you. But even though I was frustrated, I trusted you.
I appreciate that.
It's because I knew you were doing your best to look out for me. Yeah, it's the same with God. I don't understand him sometimes, but I know he loves me. And he wants what's best for me. That's why I pray. Tell him everything that's on my heart. When I'm upset or worried or when I'm happy and just want to tell him. And I listen for his voice.
It's good you have your religion to lean on in times like this.
It's not a religion, Mom. It's a real relationship with a real God. A couple of weeks ago, Dad told me his deepest wish.
Your father had lots of dreams and hopes.
But his deepest wish was for you to find God, like he did.
Well, it's getting late. I think we'd both better turn in.
Mom, pray.
What?
Try it. Pray. Just talk to God. You're going through a really hard time. Talk to him about it. He'll listen.
Sometime. Maybe I will. Calling at 2:30 in the morning? Hello?
Listen, I hope you aren't growing a conscience.
I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, no, Mr. Richter. I've got your number. It seems you've had a change of heart about testifying. But we're gracious. So now we'll give you one last chance with a warning. Do not testify against us, Mr. Richter.
I will testify. You can't intimidate me. How did you know that?
Everything all right back there, Mrs. Richter?
I suppose so.
I'm assuming your son handles driving in the rain all right.
He's perfectly capable.
I think we may have to.
What? Oh, you see this guy? Cut right in front of me.
He stopped!
What?
Mr. Dittman! Oh, no.
Monica, are you okay?
Dittman is hurt. Badly.
Here, take my umbrella.
Where are the kids?
I guess Caleb drove on. He must not have seen what happened.
How could he have missed this?
Check on the driver of that SUV. Hello, yes? We have an accident on southbound I-79.
Mr. Paulson!
Well, hold on. What is it?
There's nobody in the car!
What?!
Where are my kids?
Dittman's in critical condition, but the doctor says it looks like he'll pull through. Are you all right?
I want out of this hospital right now. I must find my children.
I'll check with the doctor about getting you out of here.
The police keep insisting they're probably fine.
They told me cell phone coverage is pretty bad in this valley. That's why you haven't been able
to... They aren't fine. They're in trouble, Mr. Paulson, and I've got to find them.
I'll be right back.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Richter.
You! Where are my children?
I'm directing the conversation, Mrs. Richter, thank you. First, you don't tell Paulson or anyone that we've called him. Second, you agree not to testify, or things could get much worse. Very quickly. To prove my point, I want you to listen very closely. Maya.
Frey, Mom! Frey!
Maya!
Wow, it's really coming down. I can barely see Mr. Dittman's car behind us.
You think we should pull over? It may be... Whoa, that big car just cut between us. Almost like he was...
Oh, Mr. Dittman's car just ran into him.
We'll pull over.
Look out! Whoa. That guy's trying to run you off the road!
Hang on, you two.
What are they gonna do to us?
I don't know. Maya, are you okay?
These ropes are so tight. My hands are going numb. But I'm okay.
Just stay calm and pray.
Yeah, like that's gonna help.
God will help us, Tiffany.
Oh.
What did that guy tell you?
He said he was gonna give me just 5 seconds to talk to Mom.
I just wish I knew where we were.
Second, you agree not to testify, or things could get much worse. Very quickly. To prove my point, I want you to listen very closely. Maya?
Frey, Mom! Frey!
What would happen if Gilead went off the air?
Hey there, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids down Gilead Lane.
You can join the Morrison family when you support Keys for Kids Ministries. Every gift helps reach kids, teens, and families with the chance to hear the gospel all around the globe. Faithful donors like you make sure the Morrisons can go on the air throughout the world when you begin a monthly donation of $10 or more at keysforkids.net and tap Donate in the menu.
Frey, Mom! Frey!
Maya!
I'm not sure if I can trust you, but now I have to. I can't trust me anymore. My ambition has cost dearly. Cost me my father, my husband, my reputation. Now it may cost me my children. God, show me that you're real. Bring my kids back to me. Bring them back. God. God. Yes?
May I come in?
Yes, you may. Bill? Bill Mincer?
You can't tell anyone that you saw me, understand?
Yes.
I'm working undercover, on my own, to expose Saturnine.
Just get me to my kids.
They've got a second team coming in to take the kids to another location. That's 20 minutes from now. It's all the time I could buy. Here we are.
Which door?
The one on the end.
Mom!
Oh, it's you.
Finally!
I'll untie Caleb. You get the girls. We've got 5 minutes.
Oh, thank God you're all right.
Thank who?
Thank Mr. Mincer here. Oh. But kids, you can't tell anyone you saw this man. Understand?
Oh, yeah, okay.
There you go, Caleb.
Thank you.
All done.
Oh, Mom, it's so good to see you again.
You too.
There. You're free, sweetheart.
Oh, that is much better.
Shh. Quick, through that door. There's a window we can get out. Mentzer was supposed to be here.
Maybe he's down here with the kids.
Yeah. What? Check the door in the back.
Got it.
Stay low. They're coming out.
I don't know. Hey, Slammer, shine your flashlight over that way. I think I see something.
Oh, okay.
Right there. Oh, raccoon.
Come on, guys. Let's get out of here. Still a... All clear. Monica, see that white minivan on the curb?
Yes.
Here. You'll have to come back for your car later. They'll be watching for it.
Okay.
You'll have to head straight home.
I'll need to pick up my lawyer from the hospital. Insurance in case the police pull me over.
Just be careful and don't say a word about me.
Don't worry. Come on, kids. Thank you, Bill.
Hurry.
I could drive if you want, Mr. Paulson.
Oh, that's all right. You guys need to rest after all you've been through.
I think Tiffany's catching on to the idea back there.
So is Mr. Dittman going to be okay?
Well, that's what the doctors are saying.
That's good. Mom, tell me what happened at the hospital after you heard me on the phone.
Well, I did what you told me to do.
You prayed?
I don't know if it qualifies as a certified prayer. I just begged God to bring you kids back to me.
That qualifies, Mom.
It was... I don't know how to describe it. The moment I prayed to God, really prayed, there was this knock at the door. It was the strangest coincidence.
Mom, you know that wasn't a coincidence.
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Mom, what's wrong?
You know me. I've always been the one who's in control. But now, I'm more out of control now than I've ever been in my life. I lost my father. I lost my husband. I lost my reputation. Everything I've known. Everything I've trusted. It's all been stripped away. And I've never been so scared in all my life.
Oh, Mom.
That's the first time I've ever heard you say that, Mom.
It's because I can't trust me anymore.
Mom, there's someone you can trust.
I know exactly what you kids are doing. And it's working. I don't know what to do.
Just talk to God. Tell him how you feel.
You can start by just calling him Father, or Father God, and we'll just go from there.
All right. Father. Daddy. I can't do it anymore. I'm sorry for all my failures, all my messes. I'm sorry. I'm not in control anymore. Someone else is. You.
Mom, just ask Jesus to be your Lord.
Yes. Jesus, you're in charge now.
Mom, the Bible says you'll be saved if you confess Jesus as your Lord, and if you believe in your heart that he rose from the dead. Do you believe that?
My head doesn't know it yet. But, yes, my heart does. Maya?
Yes, Mom?
I believe your dad's deepest wish just came true. Everything is so different now. Even Coleraine looks different. I know I still have a lot of challenges ahead of me, but it's like a huge load has been lifted off of me.
I'm so happy for you, Mom.
Oh, finally, we're here.
Yeah, home sweet. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
What's going on?
It looks like someone tipped off the press. Monica, stay close to me. Kids, don't say anything. Just head straight into the house.
Were you actually arrested?
Really behind the scandal.
Electronic signature, that right?
Sorry, but my client will not answer any questions at this time.
Actually, I'd like to make a statement if I could.
I'd advise against it.
I'll keep it short and sweet.
All right.
Yes, I'd like to make a statement.
Out of my way.
I believe in times like this, I have to trust in someone who's bigger than me. I've seen too much over the past few days to think any differently, and I know this now. God is in control, and His truth will come out in the end.
Over?
I'd love to, but I can't. We're under protective watch 24/7 until the trial's over. We can't go out and do stuff. Lots of big changes going on.
You seem to be taking it well. You almost sound happy.
That's because of the biggest change of all.
Oh.
Haley, my mom is now a believer.
Whoa.
That's so awesome. I almost can't believe it. Monica Richter is a Christian. I didn't think I'd ever see the day, but I'm glad I was wrong. Now she knows the Lord. And why do you think that now was the right time for her to accept Christ? I think it might be because she was finally to a place where she had nowhere else to turn except to Jesus. I'm so glad that her kids knew where to point her when she was struggling so deeply. It makes me wonder, do you know where to direct your friends when they're struggling? It can be difficult sometimes because you don't want to push your faith on your friends, but you also don't want to let them struggle alone. The best thing you can do with a friend who doesn't know God is to love them, encourage them, and let them know you're praying. But what if they're actually asking you how to know Christ? Well, you can just tell them. You know how? Start by pointing them to the beginning. It says in Genesis chapter 1 that God created a perfect world. But then the first couple people decided to take matters in their own hands when they ate fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, this put a big gap between mankind and God. But here's the good news. That separation isn't permanent. God loved the world so much that He sent His Son Jesus to pay the price for our bad choices. He died a horrific death in order for us to be able to live forever with God after we die. But Jesus didn't stay dead. He rose again 3 days later, conquering death and paving the way for us to live with Him forever. In order to receive this free gift from Christ, all we have to do is say yes. All we have to do is pray, Lord, I know that I've done wrong, and I believe You died on the cross for my sins and rose again. I'm sorry for what I've done, and I want to invite You to take charge of my life. As it says in the book of 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Now that's what I call good news. If you want to learn more about getting to know Jesus for yourself or for your friends, you can visit the Keys for Kids website at keysforkids.org and click on the Knowing God icon. It will let you know all that you need to know about how to know God. Beyond Gilead is based on characters and situations in Down Gilead Lane and is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's episode, The Journey Home, was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer with post-production by Joe Carroll. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie was our executive producer. And as always, I'm Zach. I'll be looking for you right back here next time, Beyond Gilead.